Why do I think the defense is getting better?
Guys are becoming more comfortable. Guys are becoming more comfortable with what they have to do. Guys are, you know, knowing where they have to be. They're understanding the defense more. And it's allowing them to play faster. You know, coaches are doing a great job in simplifying the play calling and simplifying their duties. And, you know, the key in this game, you know, I learned this in New Orleans under Greg Williams. The simpler you can make the game, the faster the player can play. And the faster the player can play, the more successful you have to be. If you have to think too much, I mean, you know, they say, you know, they can say a lot of dumb guys play football, but you got guys that, you know, went through college, 3.7s, 4.0s, so you have to be smart to play the game, for one. But the simpler you make the game, especially on defense, you know, where you don't have to think about, oh, what if this receiver does this? If you're like, okay, we're going to take this away, and whatever else he does, you're going to react to. The simpler you make it, the simpler you make the play calling, the faster you can play.
A lot of the focus or attention has been on the pass rush, but the secondary, how does it compare to the, like, the Super Bowl secondary?
It's like a marriage, man. I mean, if your guys in the secondary is giving your pass rush the amount of time they need to get to the quarterback, you're going to be successful. And if those guys are getting to the quarterback, forcing him to make bad throws that we're on the back end intercepting, knocking down, then we're going to be successful. I mean, it's going to put them in those long third down situations where we can send our pass rushers and we know our guys on the back end are going to be covering them. And, I mean, if they get in a short yardage situation, we know our guys are going to stuff the run and all we have to do is get our hands on our receivers. So it's a marriage, you know what I mean? If the secondary plays well, the front seven plays well. Front seven plays well, then the secondary plays well. You can't have one playing well without the other.
Do you see any similarities between this team as it's put together and your Super Bowl team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, for one, you have a quarterback, you know, who's been to the Super Bowl, who has Super Bowl experience, who's first ballot Hall of Famer, who's getting the offense tops in the league. Then you have a defense, you know, with a ton of athletes, who has corners, you know, I can't say two corners, who has four, five corners that can cover any receiver in the league. I mean, I line up any guy, you know, with the whole matchup thing, I wouldn't even match up. You know, I line up any corner against any receiver in this league and have the confidence that they're going to get the job done. So we definitely have the athletes on defense to stop these offenses. And, I mean, if we continue to put that together along with the special teams, I mean, we have an electric returner and Trenton Holiday. When you put that together, everybody working together, you have to have all three aspects of the game clicking at the same time to be a Super Bowl caliber team. You can't have one week, one the other week. I mean, that's how you win games, having them clicking on all cylinders. The more games you win, you get that first round bye, rest your bodies, continue with that chemistry, and, you know, you'll be in the Super Bowl. You'll be winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Chase.
All right, man.
You excited to get some playing time?
Well, we won't go that far yet. I mean, I had a great week of practice. You know, I felt like my old self out there, and now it's just a matter of, you know, Von Miller going up to the coaching staff, and it's just a matter of the coaching staff trying to get me out there, you know. It'll be maybe a numbers thing. I mean, maybe I'll be, you know, a healthy and active. Maybe they'll put me out there. I mean, I don't know.
Is it nice to just be back on?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's grateful just to, you know, be able to practice this week. I mean, God has been good, you know, through this whole thing. You know, I looked at it as a lesson, as Him trying to teach me, trying to teach me something, to give me this setback, to open my eyes to something new. And I mean, you know, I think He's done that. And you know, like I said, it's just a lesson that He's teaching me, and that I have to learn from and grow from as a man. And, you know, I've been doing a good job in learning the lesson.
How long has it been since he had any health issues, any symptoms?
Maybe 2-3 weeks. So I've been, you know, fairly good. Yeah, like I said, 2-3 weeks is, yeah.
Because you had that full practice before the Bengal game, and then
that was about the last time.
Okay, so you had a setback right after that.
Mm-hmm.